graduated a K-drama school. I am going to try something a little different today. So I am using a microphone very close to my face. Also, if you're watching this on YouTube, and you could subscribe to the K-drama school YouTube. It's just at K-drama school. And you could also follow me at Grace Jung Comedy on YouTube. I occasionally upload some videos of my stand-up, so you can follow me there. And I'm doing something a little different today. As you can see, I'm wearing some clown makeup. If you're afraid of clowns, sorry. You could listen to this on Spotify or iTunes or iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcasts. But I am wearing some clown makeup today because I realize, you know, this is like the only time that I could be a clown, actually. Like, I can't be a clown anywhere else in Madison at the moment because fucking there aren't any like clown workshops or anything like that. I did suggest to a comedian here that we should do a clown workshop for stand-up comedians together, and he's down. Like, he's an improv comic. He also does stand-up, but we'll see. I want to showcase a couple of toys I have. So this is a bathtub. It's a ceramic bathtub, and it's for a dollhouse. I bought this, I think, at what do you call those, like Hobby Lobbies, or you know, those like art supply stores. Anyway, I got it in LA. I spent like $100 and something at the art supply store that day, and this is one of the things that I bought. I bought it for the film that I was working on, which I don't think is going to be happening anymore, sadly. But also, whatever. The other thing I want to show you is this beautiful rock. It's like sandstone rock, and it's like a perfect, it's just so perfectly round and smooth, except it has this little hole here. There's like a hole right here, and it looks like a little belly button. Anyway, I just think it's a beautiful piece of rock. So I just leave the rock inside the tub like this, and I imagine that it's me. So those are my two toys. I will show you guys more toys in the future, but yeah, that's what I have for now. And I also turned on my white noise machine. It's like close to the door, so like right behind me is the door, and like I just noticed that whenever I'm here and I hear people walking around in the hallways, like I could hear their conversations full on. I could hear everything that they're saying. I could hear like a person like walking their bike. I could hear the bike gear turn, like click, 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 click. I could hear that. So I feel like I have no privacy here, you know? Like I'm considering like setting up another sound studio in my closet again, except I don't have much space in my closet currently. So I mean, we'll have to do some maneuvering, but for the time being, I'm just gonna have to turn my white noise machine on. So if in the background, if you catch some like white noise, that's what it is. It's for my sense of privacy in my own home, which, I mean, it sucks, but what are you gonna do? You have upsides and you have downsides to everything. And I guess the downside is I have even less privacy than I did before. Like before, I could hear my neighbors fucking. I could hear my neighbor fucking here too. Like, I could hear them loud and clear. When people are in the hallway, I could, like when I walk down the hallway, I could hear people like watching TV. I could hear them coughing. I could hear people put stuff in their microwave. Oh, for the love of God. I mean, really, I would really, really, really love to live in my own house. Like separate, not touching anybody else's walls. Like I would love to do that. But who knows, maybe that might, you know, fuck my shit up. Maybe that's why it's not happening yet, but we'll see. It's in the works. I got some good news though. Like, so the booker at the Hollywood Improv, Rita, who really likes me, she's always been so, so supportive for the last like 5 years. She's always been like so, I don't know, like she would always like praise me and compliment me and support me and encourage me and give me spots at the Improv. Like I owe a big chunk of my you know, confidence to her. She just really seems to believe in me, and I reached out to Milwaukee Improv, letting them know that I'm available, and I guess they reached out to her to, like, I don't know, as like a reference, I guess, and she was kind enough to give them, like, put in a good word for me. So I was so moved by that, you know, like, there are people out there who deliver, you know. Like, it's one thing to say, oh, I support you and I wish you good things, but it's another to actually fully fucking deliver, to really be like, I'm gonna put in a good word, I'm gonna say something nice about you to people and let them know that you're worthy, I'm gonna tell people. There's a big fucking difference, you know. And this person pulled through for me, so I was so grateful for that. I felt really, really blessed and lucky. So, you know, you let go one thing and then you realize, oh, like, another door is opening. Like, that's really how it goes a lot of the times. Yeah, I think I keep thinking that I am, how do I put this? I keep running into the same lesson over and over again. Yeah, I keep people in my life out of fear of something, like out of fear of being alone, or out of fear of being, yeah, like fear of being alone, I guess. But then I look at my life and I'm alone most of the time. And am I really alone? Like, no. I mean, I'm here. I am here. So, like, what aloneness is there? I'm here. If I'm present and I'm fully conscious and committed to my moment, then there is no loneliness. So, yeah, it's just been like an interesting week of realization and learning. Like, never let fear be the driving force behind any relationship or any action, you know? And I was wondering, like, was I kind? Was I kind? Who was I kind to? Was I loving? Was I loving? Who was I loving towards? And it had to be me. So, yeah, like, in the past, I would have beaten myself up and felt so guilty about this. Like, my whole neck would have been stiff. Like, I would have been a mess. But, like, this week, I've been good. I've been pretty good. No physical pain. I had, like, some slight pain in my right side of the neck today when I was doing a guided meditation. But that was really it. Like, no physical pain or, like, yeah, my mind is a little bit turned up. But other than that, like, the symptoms are pretty low. They're pretty minimal. And I think it's because I keep not defending myself, but keep assuring myself, like showing myself self-compassion, being like, no, I'm on your side. No, like, you didn't do anything wrong by sticking up for yourself, by speaking your truth, by expressing yourself. You did not do anything wrong. And then also tending to my pain, be like, yeah, she did offend you. She was accusatory. She was harmful. I acknowledge that too. Because before I wasn't. I was ignoring all of this and that was driving me insane. In any case, yeah. Don't let fear trap you into any relationship. Whether it's a friendship, a spouse, a work situation. Don't let fear be the driving factor. Let freedom and self-love be the motivation. I also had, like, a good thing happen to me today. So I'm sitting in a chair right now. Like, it's interesting. I've been having, like, weird, like, chair kind of dreams. Like, I think this morning I was having a chair dream too. And then like a month ago, I dreamt that I was throwing chairs, like, in a crowd, and I was just hysterically laughing. Anyway, when I first moved into this apartment, I needed a chair. So I was walking the streets and there was, like, a beautiful wooden chair. It's, like, fully made of wood, just sitting on the curb. So I brought that in, cleaned it up, and I've been using it. But it's a very uncomfortable chair. It's wood, it's low, the back is low, and I was like, it's not very comfortable, so I should buy a new chair. That was on my mind. But chairs are expensive. They are. So I was, like, kind of, you know, debating about the chair. And then this afternoon, I was working out at the gym and I was looking out the window and I saw this perfect single chair. It's like a plastic body, but then the legs are wood. And it was just, like, on the curb with, like, a couch and an ottoman. I saw some people take an ottoman upstairs, but there was a couch. this chair, and there was some like a mattress. So I just went outside, looked at the chair, perfectly sturdy. So I brought it in and cleaned it up, and you know what? Super comfy. Like, I'm sitting in it right now. Win. What a win. Absolute win. Like, it's free. It's comfy. It meets my needs. Like, hello. Come on. That's beautiful. That's beautiful right there. So yeah, keep your eyes peeled for good shit on the street. You know, by law, if anything is on the curb, it's fair game. I learned this in business school when I was a business major briefly. That's right. I used to be a business major very briefly in my life. After I transferred from Hunter College to Pace University, I was a business major, and I could not stay awake in any of my business major required classes. So I dropped that, and then I became an English major, and then I got straight A's, and it was great. Let's move on to something else. You guys, let's talk about this show. It's called Tell Me That You Love Me. It's on Hulu. It's also on Disney Plus. It is based on a Japanese television drama, and it was adapted for the small screen by Korean writers. And it is a melodrama. It is a thick melodrama. Syrupy, gooey, very, very thick, very sticky. Jung Woo-sung is in it. Jung Woo-sung. For those of you who don't know who Jung Woo-sung is, he is Lee Jung-jae's best friend. Yeah, Lee Jung-jae, you all know him. He was on Squid Game, right? Jung Woo-sung is mostly a film actor, but every once in a while he'll do a TV show. And I'm not gonna lie, like, he did this one show called, I think it was called Padam Padam. And like a pretty big deal, like, writer wrote that show. She's the writer for like Goblin and The Glory, and like she's had like an excellent I don't know, like, she has some great shows under her belt. But then she went and made Padam Padam, and it was like the worst TV show I've ever seen in my life. It's not as bad as that show with Chim In-sik, the one that kept advertising that Son Seok-gu was in it, and the Son Seok-gu was barely in it. Yeah, it's not as bad as that one, but it's like, it's pretty bad. Anyway, Tell Me That You Love Me, it's based on a Japanese show, and that show came out in the 90s, like mid-90s, 1995. And then it was written by Eriko Kitagawa, and then Kim Min-jung adapted it into the Korean version, and it was streaming late last year. And I just got to see it recently, and you know what? Like, I appreciate it. I appreciate it for a couple of reasons. Number one, Jung Woo-sung is a fantastic actor. He's like a brilliant, brilliant actor. He's just really excellent at eye contact. Yeah, he's really good at eye contact. And in this show, he's playing a deaf person. Yeah, so he can't hear, so his eyes are everything. And he's like really great at delivering these like sight expressions just with his eyes, communicating with his eyes only. And I'm like, oh, this is like a master actor kind of shit. Like, I'm sure he's loving doing this, and it's like entertaining for me to watch too, because I'm like, he's enjoying himself and he's good at what he's doing. I mean, this is great. Shin Hyun-bin is the opposite, the co-star on this show. And Shin Hyun-bin, you guys have seen her in Hospital Playlist. Okay, what is it about Shin Hyun-bin that I just can't, like, she just doesn't do anything for me. I have to say, she lacks charm, like 매력 없다, that's how they say it in Korean. Like, it's not that she's a bad actress, she's a good actress. Is she an amazing actress? Not really. Nothing to write home about. Is she beautiful? No, not really. I mean, there's like nothing about her that stands out that makes me say like, oh, she's somebody that I would select to put in a drama as the lead, or in a film as the lead. Like, I don't get any of that from her. So it's shocking to me that she's even a lead on this show. And I feel weird saying this. I sound judgmental, but I'm not being judgmental. This is just my genuine observation. My genuine observation. I am shocked. I am shocked to see her as a star, because I'm like, you don't, as far as I'm concerned, like, you don't have it. So I don't get it. But see, this is the thing, you know, Anytime you look at a star, anytime you watch a show, anytime you watch a film, it's subjective. It's just highly, highly subjective. So, I mean, you know, it's really none of my business to be like saying this shit. But I mean, that's the truth. What am I going to say? What am I going to do? I love this show for many reasons. First of all, like, I think this is a show that really does do something to educate the public about a person living with a disability and how the local culture reacts to individuals with a disability. For instance, Chung Woo-sung's character, he's deaf, and then like some little boy wanders into his house and then gets trapped there, and then the whole town flips out, and then they accuse Chung Woo-sung of like kidnapping the kid, blah, 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 and he can't defend himself. He doesn't even know what the hell's going on because he's deaf, and it's like they have to wait for an interpreter to come, blah, blah, blah. It's like such a hassle, and it's just a huge misunderstanding. Right? And it's like, well, it's not a fair game if you don't let this person speak or communicate, or, you know, it's just like, what do you do? What do you do in a situation like that? Also, other things, like, I mean, this person, he's living with a disability and he feels as if his disability is a reason for other people to not love him. How sad is that? And he stayed single for like decades because of that, and it's so sad. It's like, oh, my heart was just breaking, you know, because Chung Woo-sung is like fucking, he's like 50 something years old, and the last time he had a girlfriend was like in fucking college. So it's like 3 decades of just solitude because he felt as if he's not worthy of love. I mean, that's devastating. If that's not sad, I don't know what the fuck is. So devastating. I really liked some of the things that Shin Hyun-bin's character was saying, like in the first few episodes. Like, she used to be a flight attendant and she quit that in order to pursue acting. And she wanted to be an actress since she was young. And then she put that, you know, on hold for many years because of her parents' disapproval. And then she went and did it in her 30s. And her parents are like, why would you do this like so late in the game? Like, you're too old. And she was like, well, when I was in college and young, you said no back then too. So what the hell, you know? And that's like a perfect answer, because it's like, no matter what, they're not gonna like it. No matter what, you will have people who will say no to you. But this is your life. It's not their life. You don't have to listen to what they say. And I was like, good on you, girl. I was just like, That was the other thing I really loved about this show. It's about two artists, you know? The guy's a painter, the woman is an actor, and they get along swimmingly because he can paint in his silent little world because he can't hear anything. And she could read lines and it won't bother him. How beautiful is that? I mean, that's compatibility. That's gorgeous right there. And yeah, there's like so much consideration between these two characters. It's actually like a very beautiful kind of love. And I really appreciated their relationship in a lot of ways. There was one thing, I mean, there were several things that I love, but like two big moments for me. One is, so Chung Woo-sung's character has an ex-girlfriend, Nam Hee-seung. She's the one that, not Nam Hee-seung, she's the actress that plays his ex-girlfriend, his old flame, his old college flame. And she returns to his life after dumping him in a very cruel way. And she's like, I miss you. Like, I want us to, you know, get along. I want us to be friends. I want us to potentially be partners again. And he's just like, no, you know, like he sets his boundaries very clearly with her. She's all like crying and weepy and like begging for his attention again, begging for his forgiveness. And he's all like, I don't want to deal with this. You trigger bad memories. This is all in the past. Stop it. And I'm like, that's important. There was one conversation that was so beautiful in this show, and it made the whole show for me. I feel like maybe I was just watching this whole series to get to that point. There's this moment when Chung Woo-sung's character says to his girlfriend, he's like, I used to live in a shipping container for 7 years, and all I did was paint and sleep. I would paint all day, and then I would pass out, and then I would wake up and I would paint again. And I did that for 7 years straight. And then one day there was a huge thunderstorm and it rained so hard, it flooded the whole container. It ruined everything. I lost all my work. 7 years of his paintings gone. And his girlfriend's like, oh my God, that must have been so difficult. And he says, it was actually great. Because I realized in that moment that like nothing belongs to me. None of this is mine. And he says, I was abandoned by my family, my friends, by everybody I loved. And I realized none of them belonged to me. And he was like, once I had that recognition, it was like, it was freeing. Like I didn't have any, you know, like I didn't feel bad. And I was like, oh my God, this is genius. Nothing belongs to me, right? Like we all have an ego, the ego that says, mine, this is mine, you're mine, you belong to me, this is mine, this desk is mine, this computer is mine, this microphone is mine, this face is mine, this body is mine, this dignity is mine. But if we say like, none of this is mine, everything changes, you know, like me getting my laptop stolen. All right, it was mine, but also it was so easy, it's so quick how it stopped being mine. Things can change like in a dime, like in an instant. And so if we get caught up believing that everything belongs to me or I deserve or I expect or I should, then it leads to devastation, right? The core tenet of Buddhism being desire leads to suffering. Clinging, attachment lead to suffering. So what's the message there? Do not cling. Do not attach. Do not identify with. Don't believe for a second that anything in this world belongs to you. It doesn't. Let it go. Want nothing, desire nothing, expect nothing, and then you're free. So I was like, God damn, this man lost 7 years worth of his paintings and he doesn't feel sorry for it at all. Instead, he just took that big lesson and now lives with it. I mean, that was gorgeous. I was like, hell yeah. Hell yeah. So what do I think? I think this is a show that's worthy of seeing if you're into slow, sticky, gushy melodramas. This is a melodrama. This is not a rom-com. It's not fast-paced. It's very slow. Super gooey. It's like maple syrup. But if you're into it, you're going to get it. If you like Chung Woo-sung, you're going to dig it. It's on Hulu. It's on Disney Plus. So check it out. If you have not purchased my book, K-Drama School of Pop Culture Inquiry into Why We Love Korean Television, you can get that on Amazon. You can get it as an ebook. You can get it as an audiobook. You can get it as a hardcover. Please check out my book. Thank you for your kind support. Follow me on Instagram at Grace Jung Comedy. You can also follow at K-Drama School and on TikTok as well. Same handle, at Grace Jung Comedy, at K-Drama School. If you have any suggestions or you want to make comments or you want to say what's up, info@kdramaschool.com. That's all, folks. Oh my God, also, Patreon. You could be a Patreon supporter. I did upload something this week on Patreon. Thank you to my Patreon supporters. You guys are amazing. You can check out my videos that are exclusive to Patreon paid supporters and get like my movie reviews basically and, you know, more tidbits about my personal life. But I will be putting more effort in that. Perhaps I'll do more clown makeup for you guys in the future. In any case, thank you so much for listening. I love you all. Peace out.